All right, we're up to Daf Kuf Mem 140. Idmar Chardal Shaloshu Me'erv Shabbos Lamocham Rav Macho Bakli Avalobiyad Mustard that one needed on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, on the following day Shabbos, Rav said you could dissolve it in wine or water with a kli, but not with his hand, as using a kli diverges from the normal method of preparation. So Shmuel said, why may he not dissolve it with his hand? Is that to say that he dissolves with his hand every day? I mean, is that normal for him? Kol Yom Macho Le'biyad? Again, what's considered derech, darko bakach, shinoi, so on and so forth. Mishnah says, ain't shorin at the chiltis beposhrin. One cannot soak a certain type of ingredient, chiltis. Steinsaltz has on the side that it's known as devil's dung or giant fennel. It's a plant of the umbel family, a thick root, some type of medicine, in lukewarm water to prepare medicine, but you can place it in the vinegar. And one can't soak vetches in water, torp from the chaff, nor rub them by hand to remove the chaff. After a whole discussion of medicines and preparing, which seems to be a combination of, different types of preparation of medicines and also different types of Yisurim revolt. For example, one who could eat barley bread and eats wheat bread violates the Isser Kavr Mishum Bal Tashchis. You're wasting resources. That's a separate conversation over here. One who buys a linen shirt should buy it from those who work on the river Abba and should wash it every 30 days so that it lasts from 12 months. And I guarantee that the shirt will remain in good shape. The Gemara says, what does it mean, Ketonia? A fine class of fine clothing. Amar Rav Chisda Bar Bei Rav. Lo leisiv atzivsa charda demachale mat. A person, a student of Torah, should not sit on a new mat because it'll ruin his garments. Amar Rav Barashi lo leishader me'ani lo ushpeze l'chaverle. A student of Torah should not give his clothes to his host to wash for him. The lav orach ara. It's not proper behavior. Might see something on it, like a seminal emission, by midiva asla negana, and it'd be demeaned in his eyes. Rachis said to his daughters, be modest in front of your husbands, don't eat bread in front of them. Lo techlu nama ba'ape guvraichu. You might be too much, and it might demean you. Okay, different types of warning here. A person calls at a door and wants to enter. Don't say, who is it? Lo temru manu elamani. In the masculine, say, who is in the feminine? Creating impression that you have dealings there with other men. Good topic over here about taking medicine on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan bar Yosef became sick. He went to Marukva for advice. Marukva said that advised that he drink soaked chiltis for 3 consecutive days. Rav Acha bar Yosef paired and drank the medicinal solution on Thursday and on Friday, and then on Shabbos he inquired whether he's allowed to soak the chiltis and drink it on Shabbos. Rav Huna allowed him to prepare the solution on Shabbos, and since he already took the medicine for days, he'd be in danger if he would not take the medicine on the third day. So the Shita L'Ram points out the Gemara does not mean that he was in mortal danger, because then he certainly would have been permitted to do whatever is necessary. Rather, the Gemara means that you're allowed to do acts that are necessary for refuah, healing, even though when we're not in danger, but merely considerable discomfort. And the Gemara means that Rav Acha bar Yosef would have been in considerable discomfort, but not in danger, had he not prepared the medicine on Shabbos. That's also the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara. Rav Acha bar Yosef would have come sick without the medicine. So in that case, is the Gemara comparable to the contemporary question of taking medicine on Shabbos? If a person has to take antibiotics for a number of consecutive days, can he take them on Shabbos? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that Moshe, that one is allowed to take antibiotics Shabbos only if he experiences considerable mental anguish as a result of worrying that he won't get better without it, to the point that he's on the verge of having a nervous breakdown. A normal person shouldn't take it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach allowed one to take antibiotics on Shabbos, but he says that it cannot be compared to the case of the Gemara. Rav Acha bar Yosef would have become more sick had he not taken the medicine Shabbos, whereas one who misses a day of antibiotics might necessarily become ill, but he might become cured as fast. The Gemara says that one is allowed to move a talya de bisra on Shabbos, but you're not permitted to move a talya de kivri on Shabbos. What are these items? Rashi, talya de bisra is a piece of raw meat hanging after being salted, which is fit to be eaten in its present state, which is umtsa. Raw fish, that is talya de kivri, can't be moved because it can't be eaten raw. Tosva says that because raw salted fish is also able to be eaten. Tosfos, as well as this thing, sushi. Orach therefore explained, Talia de Bisra is an actual peg from where the meat hangs. The peg is mutter to be handled on Shabbos. The peg from the fish, though, becomes disgusting, and you can't use it anything. Therefore, it's mukta machmas mius.